This meeting is being recorded. This meeting is being recorded by the host or a participant.
Hi there, Liz. Thanks ever so much for agreeing to talk to me this morning.
Oh, that's all right.
So, would you like to introduce yourself to the listener, first of all?
Well, I'm Liz Franklin. I'm an artist that I paint and I draw. And I've also done quite a lot of public speaking in the past. And these are the things that I've been working on with Sarah.
And how much sight have you got, Liz?
I can see a little bit of sunlight, and that's about all. I have no useful vision.
So you're a blind artist then?
In the truest sense of the word. I have to do everything by touch. So all my paints have to be brailled. I have labels on every pot of paint, and I make the pictures by making shapes on the canvas with blue tack, and then painting within the shapes, and then taking the blue tack off when the picture's finished. So obviously that doesn't obscure the picture, and I can then no longer really see, in inverted commas, my pictures, but that's okay because I don't really do them completely for me anyway. The process is for me, but the outcome is for others.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for explaining that. So, what brought you to start working with me on the Beacons of Inspiration program then? Tell the listener about that.
I'd been looking for a while for ways and means of actually making a business out of my art, really. I had no idea how to do it, but it was just a quirky set of circumstances. People I knew passed me on to somebody else, and then somebody else passed me on to somebody else. And eventually I got onto the forum, or what was it, UKVI Biz. And it was through that I met you, Sarah. And there was one of the quarterly meetings on Zoom, and that's when we talked. And you said you'd get in touch with me afterwards, which you did. And we discussed what you might be able to do for me in terms of moving me forward. And that's sort of how it began.
Absolutely. And did you have any reservations about coming on to a program?
Yes, the expense mainly, because I'm only a benefit claimant after all at the moment. And yes, I was worried about financing it. And I suppose there's that kind of doubt in your mind. You think, can it really be that good? Can I really spend that money and it be worthwhile? But I have to say that yes, it was worthwhile spending the money, and I did get a lot out of it in the end. But yeah, there were those reservations at the beginning.
Great, you said you got a lot out of it. Tell us about that.
Well, it might not quite seem what I set out to get. I had some therapy sessions, which really helped me deal with the loss of my sight. Although I went blind when I was 12 years old, I never had any emotional support and no counselling or anything at the time. And I think that did me a lot of harm. And I think finally, having had some therapy sessions as a part of this programme, has finally unravelled quite a bit of that. And I do feel better for that. And the other thing is that just before I started on this programme, I'd come to the conclusion I'd got a gluten intolerance, and it's been extremely helpful having lots of advice about that throughout this course, and having the recipes that you've provided, Sarah. That's made a big difference and made me realize that it is actually quite easy and quite possible to live with a gluten intolerance a lot of the time. So I kind of got more out of those things. But I've realized that I'm not quite ready to start running a business, but I have got a few things in place to get started. And that's been thanks to this program, because I would have never have had the focus to do it on my own.
So, how do you feel now about starting the business over the next few months, if not immediately?
I definitely feel happier about it now. Again, coming back to the therapy sessions, I felt they helped me feel more worthy to earn money. I think a lot of my problems were about actually feeling that I wasn't a good enough human being to actually earn my own money. And I think that's changed. So I feel happier about it. I feel like I have more right to do it. And now I've got a lot more information. I feel more confident about moving forward. It's not quite such an unknown quantity as it was before.
Liz, thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me. And thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.